Today is Monday, March 25th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. Today's episode is brought to you by Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. You don't have to imagine anymore because Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. I recently got the European linen high-waisted shorts and they were perfection. So comfortable and chic, plus they're affordable at $30 a pair. So if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe for the summer without breaking the bank, be sure to check out Quince. Indulge in affordable luxury and go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. On Friday, at least 137 people were killed and 60 more were injured during an attack inside a concert hall in Moscow. There were at least 4 shooters visible on footage, and the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack shortly after. A few hours after that, Russian security services said that 11 people had been arrested, including the 4 shooters who were directly involved, and the Interior Ministry identified the suspects as foreign nationals. According to unconfirmed reports, the individuals were from Tajikistan, which tracks with U.S. intelligence experts who say that the attack was conducted by an ISIS offshoot known as ISIS Khorasan, or ISIS-K, whose goal is to establish an Islamic caliphate in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, and they have been fixated on attacking Russia for the past 2 years. Congress has officially avoided a government shutdown after the Senate voted to pass and President Biden has signed the $1.2 trillion spending package, which comprises the second half of our federal budget for 2024. Notably, the bill did not include funding for military aid to Ukraine, Taiwan, or Israel, and you can hear more specifics on the bill in last Friday's episode. We will see you in another 6 months for the autumnal brinksmanship. While this may be a slight moment of stability in Congress at large, it is not a great time for Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who has enraged the far right wing of his party for daring to compromise on a spending bill to keep the government functioning, barely. The bill itself passed with support from less than half of Republican lawmakers in the House. And now Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed a motion to vacate the Speaker. That is the first step to potentially giving Johnson the McCarthy treatment. It's unlikely that this will really go anywhere, as several Democrats in the House have already said that they would vote against trying to remove Johnson, unless it could possibly give Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries a chance at the speakership, given that the Republicans have an extremely slim majority in the House right now. And then, over in the upper chamber, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski said in a CNN interview this weekend that she would not rule out leaving the Republican Party, specifically citing their support for Donald Trump. Welcome to the resistance, Lisa. Today's a big day for Donald Trump because it's the deadline for him to post a bond or cash to cover the nearly $500 million penalty that's due in his New York civil fraud trial. According to what his attorneys have told the court, he won't be able to do that, which means that the New York Attorney General's office can technically start seizing his assets. But as usual, Donald has come up with an alternative. Despite the fact that his company Truth Social is currently not profitable, the company's investors have approved an IPO on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange at a value of $5.7 billion. Don't even get me started on how ridiculous that is. It's being listed through a merger with a SPAC, which will be called the Digital World Acquisition Group. Unfortunately, this is too long of an explanation for this podcast, but check out American Fever Dream for more. This IPO would value Donald's personal stake in the company at around $3 billion, just enough to pay back that pesky civil fraud penalty. However, while the deal could be completed as soon as this week, Donald's only issue is that he is not allowed to liquidate his shares to get cash to pay the penalty, which, as we've established, is due today, or to borrow against them for 6 months, according to an agreement that he himself has signed, to the extent that that has mattered historically. Interestingly, though, the largest institutional investor who's providing capital for this IPO is a firm known as Susquehanna International Group, which was founded by Jeff Yass, who you might recognize as TikTok's new right-wing champion. Hardly a situation worth investigating further, I don't think. Somehow, money seems to be growing on trees for Donald these days, because the Republican National Committee has also just made public its latest fundraising agreement with him. Under the new agreement, The RNC will direct a portion of its donations to the account that Donald has been using to pay for his legal bills. Specifically, any donations over $6,600, an apt number, will go to fund his legal costs, which have been averaging approximately $5 million a month for Donald and his fellow witnesses. Like they say, you get what you pay for. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop, with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Indulge in affordable luxury and go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.